got a message from a listener who saw his girlfriend floss her teeth with her hair.
Oh.
Wants to know if everyone else does this. And I will say, out the gate, Laura from Shelbyville messaged us and said, I'm not going to lie, in a pinch, when I had something stuck and I didn't have floss, I tried flossing with my hair.
I guess if you're desperate.
Wound up making things worse, though. Definitely should not be a regular practice. So maybe it was just something that was in a pinch. I would love to message this listener back and ask, is it all the time? Has she heard of floss?
Right.
Because there's a minty flavor. You can do minty. You can do cinnamon.
It's stronger. It's a little bit more robust. You can get more things out, I would believe, with floss than a single strand of hair.
Have you ever tried?
I don't have hair long enough to do that.
Do you? Your hair could reach your mouth.
No. Not in a flossy kind of way.
Yeah, it could.
It couldn't. I'm not going to try.
It's down below your chin.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
It could.
No.
You
have like daughters and a wife with very long hair.
Yes. They I guess theoretically could. Redbubble Rachel texted us and said, in a pinch, yes, hair floss it is. Man, a lot of people are owning up to that. Also, shout out to Macy. So appreciate that for listening. The hair floss is new. I guess hair is pretty strong.
Yeah. Well,
so,
it can be. It also can break off. If it's not super strong.
Yeah. Are you saying like if you have unhealthy hair?
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to do some hair masking.
Hair that has to be conditioned and moisturized.
Take care of it. Yes. There are products that can help strengthen your hair.
Especially
if you plan to use it for flossing.
I will say that I haven't used hair to floss before, but I have used other things in my mouth.
Like a business card? Have you ever tried that?
I've done
something like big wedged in your teeth and you have nothing else.
Yeah, I've done like a credit card before. I've tried that. I've tried a pen.
Did the credit card work? I feel like that's a little too rounded.
Too thick. Yeah.
Too thick.
I've tried a pen cap before.
Did that work?
Like a little pen cap. And then when that didn't work, I've tried the other end of the pen and actually like put ink on my teeth.
That again makes it worse. Then you're in a worse spot. Yeah.
So, what weird things have you used in your mouth?
Alternative flosses has gone down the alternative floss lane.
Alternative flossing. Hair seems to be okay, though. Like, a lot of people are jumping in and going,
all right,
I'm all right with the hair. Like, hair, it works in a pinch. If you've got something stuck there, it's almost like an emergency. You don't have one of those little floss sticks.
Yeah.
Or you don't have a little thing of floss.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I have newly gotten back into flossing.
Oh, great. Welcome back. You're the son of a dentist,
I should
point out.
I am. So okay. I this should have been a part of my routine all along.
You should be the example.
But I routinely would have, I always floss for maybe a day, maybe the morning before a dental appointment.
Make it look like you've been doing it the whole time?
But they can tell.
Yeah, they can.
They can tell.
They can.
And so I thought, you know what? Because I had a dentist appointment coming up a couple weeks ago. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to floss.
I'm going to start flossing several weeks ahead of it.
And
so
they're going to think it's been the whole time.
Yes, exactly.
Did it work?
It did. It did. So
life hack.
So
you
just
have to floss a couple of weeks before the appointment?
Yes. So I started flossing a couple of weeks in before the appointment. But now since I got such a glowing review, they were like, you are model patient. Your mouth is perfect. You are doing everything right.
And I
was like, okay. I've kept doing it. I'm like, I like that positive reinforcement. That was much different than 6 months prior when they're like, yeah, let's try to up that, right? Because they're like, how often do you floss? I was like, maybe like once, twice a week.
Oh, wow.
and they go, well, let's try to up that to maybe like 2 to 3 times a week.
So this just motivates you to do it a couple of weeks ahead of time. You're not going to go all in and just do it on a regular basis.
No, I'm doing it on a regular basis.
Oh,
that's what
really?
I'm saying.
Oh, well,
yeah, that's
good.
What I'm saying. I've turned over.
I thought you were just sticking with your system of a couple of weeks.
No. I said I got back into flossing.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm back into the habit.
Now you're all in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great news.
Kind of like
needs a little positive reinforcement.
Yeah, for sure.
So instead of shaming, is this your message to dentists? Instead of shaming, just, you know, tell them that you're doing a great job.
You're doing,
maybe if you could do it a little more often,
right,
you'll do an even better job and they'll sparkle. Sassy Matt's rolling in with a little bit of a life hack. Fun fact, wooden Q-tips are actually toothpicks with cotton wrapped around the end. So pull the cotton off, bam, toothpick.
Okay.
Wow.
Tony the Whale there says plastic straw from to-go drinks works well. You flatten them.
Oh, yeah.
You flatten them.
Okay.
Natalie says, I pulled off a piece of packaging tape and folded it in half and have used it to floss.
From a roll, not a box. She's not a savage.
That is funny. That is funny.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I mean,
depends on the thickness of the tape.
But there is nothing worse than getting something stuck in your teeth
and
fiddling with it with your tongue forever.
And you don't have any way to get it out.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh my God.
It hurts. It can hurt if it's big enough.
And then you start looking around.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have floss or access to go get floss, then you start looking around and you're like, all right, what can I use?
What can I put in my mouth right now?
What can I put in my mouth? Is that box of Kleenex? No. What about this telephone? No, I can't do that.
No, that's not going to work.
What about a C charger?
I don't know if I think the nail is going to be too thick. Your fingernail? Yep, it's not going to work.
Oh, fingernail?
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. So, hey, we're going to go ahead and say that's normal.
Hair, all right.
Hair? Yeah, flossing. Normal. Let's do that.
Now, if that's her only method, I would introduce her to minty little flossing sticks to start off with. Those are convenient.
Or introduce her to using more than one hair strand. Maybe taking a few so it's stronger.
I would go down the lane of flossing sticks. You can find little individually packaged ones.
Yeah.
You can find like a bigger package. She can take it with her anywhere she goes. And she'll have one. And then the mintiness.
Maybe she doesn't have the financial freedom to just...
The financial freedom of buying flossing sticks.
To blow her money on like mint-flavored floss.
Most people can afford flossing sticks.
Anyways. All right. Well, there you go. That's normal or nope. Yes. We're going to go ahead and say that's normal. All right. That's good.
Okay. All right. So don't be completely grossed out.
Right. Alternate forms of flossing ain't a bad thing.